This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Thursday, July 2nd, 2015. I'm Mark Belanger. The huge port at Mombasa, Kenya, is shut down today as 5,000 dockers walk the picket lines. The workers are protesting new rates for the National Hospital Insurance Fund, the NHIF. They contribute to the fund through their paychecks. NHIF payments have increased more than 400% because of a new rate schedule introduced by the government.
We issued a strike notice to the government of Kenya, 7 days. And that 7 days elapsed yesterday night. And today we said, hakuna kuchelewa, enough is enough. Whatever may come, we are ready for it. And we have paralyzed the work in Kenya Ports Authority, fighting for our right.
The union argues that no consultation with worker representatives took place before the rates were increased. Wilson Sosion is the Secretary General of the Trades Union Congress of Kenya.
Under Section 10 of the Constitution, it does require public participation and consultation. And if we are 80% of the contributors, then the fund must first agree with us in totality. We have been cheated back and forth over this matter.
Mr. Sosion says the action is an all-out strike, which will last until the workers have won their demands for a reversal of the new hospital rates and government consultation with the unions.
We will proceed with a general strike action, and this is the first time that the Labour Centre is going to engage in a general strike action against one of the biggest injustices, because this constitutes to theft and robbery with violence. This is robbery with violence by the government. And we'll use every opportunity that is available to us to defend our earnings.
Labour organizations in Greece are opposing the government's plan to hold a referendum on debt repayment. Radio Labour's senior correspondent Seymourie Ainsborough has a report.
The Central Labour Federation in Greece has called for the cancellation of a national referendum on debt repayment plans. The government has allowed the country to default on its payments to international bankers. It has called for Greeks to vote on the issue of debt repayment in a referendum scheduled for Sunday, July 5th. The government is urging voters to say no to the demands of the bankers. A no vote could result in Greece leaving the Eurozone and, potentially, the European Union. The Greek General Confederation of Labour is calling for the referendum to be cancelled because of the surprise announcement of the referendum, saying that it does not allow enough time for people to understand the implications of a no vote. It says the referendum is needlessly dividing the Greek people. The Confederation told the media that it wants Greece to stay in the Eurozone and the European Union. This is Seymourie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
In other news, the dictatorial government of Swaziland has released two labor rights activists from prison. Lawyer Tulani Maseko and journalist Becky Mahubu are being released 2 weeks before the end of their sentences. Their release comes after sustained pressure by international labor organizations. Both men were imprisoned for criticizing the lack of independence of the country's judiciary. The release of the two men comes after the Swazi government finally re-registered Tukuswa, the Central Labour Federation, in the country. Mr. Maseko, who was the lawyer for Tukuswa when it was fighting for registration by the government, endured particularly harsh conditions while in prison. He still faces sedition charges for a May Day speech he gave in 2009. And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's daily newscasts are available on its website, Facebook, iTunes, union websites, mobile phones, and community radio stations. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.